You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right. It is the Social Soundbite, AM 800 KXIC. Nick Westergaard here from Brand Driven Digital. What's happening, Nick?
I am preparing for our newest educational offering here, and that is, of course, the Roundabout Academy.
The Roundabout Academy.
Right. For the greater Iowa City, Coralville area to help people get through roundabouts.
Okay. They are planning one, another new one, right, in Coralville?
They are. That's correct. And I always have my little, it's not a four-way stop moment on the way here. So
it's something that when you don't come across them all the time, people show up to and then they just freeze, I think, right?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I go in a circle? Do I wait for the other guy?
I know.
The Roundabout jams up. Academy. I love it.
Roundabout Academy.
Let's go for it, Nick. Let's try it out. What do you have for social media today?
Well, Facebook announced just this week that they are going to start to incorporate critics' reviews onto restaurants' brand pages on Twitter. So, of course, right now, anyone that, you know, didn't like the look of their server or how quickly something got to their table, you know, can quickly type in that little review that, you know, sometimes makes small businesses grumpy. Mm-hmm. But now those are going to start to be complemented by other reviews from sources like Bon Appetit.
Oh, okay.
So if you are a restaurant of note and have some reviews out there, those will start to show up alongside. So it's good if, again, you have some of those reviews from those very positive third-party publications that may at least sit alongside or in some cases above some of those, you know, grumpy pants that kind of just...
Grumpy pants. I'm always cautionary with reviews, Nick, and I've talked about this in the past. And my wife and I differ a bit about this. She trusts reviews more so than I do, but I guess I'm just a skeptic when it comes to it. But I'm always thinking about the business owner from the rival business, and I just picture them at their laptop. You know, at the burger place that opened next to the other burger place, it just opened up, and all of a sudden you see cold food. I saw bugs there, blah, blah, blah. And I just think to myself, is that the guy next door that's saying that, you know, I guess I feel that way, but I should look. They always say to look for that bell curve, right? Is that you find some sort of, if there's more data, I guess you can.
I mean, I think that's a big number, too, to look at is how many total reviews, because if they have a lot of total reviews and there's, you know, mostly positive and a few negatives, I'd call that normal. If there's very few and it's all positive, then, you know, I don't know that that's complete, you know, that it's not
right. The business owner, his wife or husband and their friends and, you know.
As you look at all of the traffic for reviews that Yelp gets, but they don't have super great tools for small businesses. And I know that, you know, with the businesses I talk to, that a lot of them are really aggravated by Yelp as not necessarily being an incredibly business-focused tool.
Well, you never want to see that if you're a business owner, and then you go and look at the reviews and you see, you know, these negative ones up there, and you know, maybe it's well-deserved, too. Sometimes, you know, it is. You earned your review. But that's interesting to hear that they're going to incorporate now these professional reviews or you know, from Bon Appetit and some of these other places. So anything else going on in the world of social media?
No, not that I can think of other than Roundabout Academy.
And look for that. Coming soon, Roundabout Academy, and it's going to teach people in the in Eastern Iowa how to use a roundabout, because apparently some people don't know how to use a roundabout very well. well. We'll be right back with more after this. AM 800 KXIC. Nick, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it. You can follow Nick at Nick Westergaard, me at Jay Capron on Twitter if you want to do that, or you can get online. You've got a Facebook page there for Brand Driven Digital, right?
That is correct, sir.
All right, so good deal. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Nick Westergaard joining me here today on AM 800 KXIC. We have more news coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned for that. News and more. AM 800 KXIC, Iowa City. Good morning.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.